Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin. I am so excited today to present to you one of the most popular podcasts that I have put together in the last couple of years. I am coming back with the It Factor Part 1, and then it will continue for a few episodes, and we will share the It Factor. And I know you're asking yourself, what is the It Factor? Well, today I am glad to be here with my co-producer over here, my wife Sandy, and I'm going to ask her really quickly, in her opinion, what the It Factor means to her. And I'm getting a stare. So I want you to think about that for a minute, because it really is important that when you're prepping yourself for a draft, and she does do fantasy football and she's pretty good at it, that you come up with an It Factor. And she's been working and studying, and she doesn't share any of her secrets. So I figured if I could get her live on the podcast, I could get her to do that. So that's your homework for today for our next podcast, is to come up with what your It Factor is that you're looking for when setting up your draft. Now, I personally think it is different for each one of us. And some of the things that come into place when you are practicing or planning your It Factor, one that I find is player love. There are those guys out there that just love certain players. For instance, my oldest son went through a stage where it was all about Cam Newton. Cam Newton, Cam Newton, Cam Newton. He loved him so much he couldn't see through the darkness to change his It Factor. So he continued to pick Cam Newton. Now my other son, his player love seems to be Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes. Now, he has won a championship twice in the last 3 years, and I believe he's had Patrick Mahomes on every one of his teams, because he sure hasn't been on any of my teams, which is working out for him. Will he use the same It Factor this year? The other one is team love. Sometimes you just love a team so much. Now, this is where I'm guilty. Over the years, I love the Lions, so I'm always trying to grab that one Lion or maybe two Lions that are going to help my fantasy football team, and I am here to tell you it has never worked out for me. It hasn't. I mean, I have TJ Hockenson. I loved him 2 years ago. It didn't do me any good. He didn't do as well as I thought he would. So, you know, this year, I'm kind of in love with Amon-Ra St. Brown and DeAndre Swift both, and I just don't know. I don't know if I can pull the trigger when the time comes to actually make an argument for having them on my team. But those are a couple examples. Other things we use, expert rankings and who we trust. For instance, maybe it's Matthew Berry. Or more than likely, it's Sundays with Jeff Miller. Well, I had to advertise for myself a little bit there. But no, let's just say that you just live and breathe by Matthew Berry, for example. What is it that he does that makes the It Factor relevant for you? What is it that you believe? Is it the fact that he projects rookies to be good? Everybody projects rookies to be good, but ask them to pinpoint the exact one or two, and they're not able to do it. And that's the part that we all have to take into consideration, where and when to make those picks. And it's going to depend on each one of us in our own particular desire to have a player. Sometimes it depends on the type of league you're in, whether you're in a standard scoring league, maybe you're in a half PPR league, maybe a full PPR, or the new in thing, super flex and dynasty leagues. They would maybe make you change on how you might draft. For instance, you may decide to draft Justin Jefferson ahead of Cooper Kupp Because in a dynasty league, you're going to have him for 2 years or 3 years or 4 years, and he's younger. Or maybe in a superflex league, you're going to draft Josh Allen, and then you're going to come back with the next best wide quarterback that you can get because you have to start two quarterbacks. Personally, not a fan of that, but it could be a reason that you would draft or set up your it factor differently. It could depend on the position you are actually drafting from. So are you drafting number one? Are you drafting number 12? Big differences in how you're going to approach the draft to be competitive between those two positions. Or maybe you're right in the middle. You're picking six or seven. Something we're going to be looking at in the it factor in the next few days that I'm going to be presenting to you as I went through and I did a PPR league, all 12 picks, 1 through 12. I put myself in each position. My highest score was an A+. My lowest score was a B+. Had a lot of A's and a lot of A-. We're going to review a few of those teams and share them with you, and then hopefully that might have give you the ability to come up with an it factor that might work for your team. And there are reasons on each one of these teams that they are better or worse in other areas. And for instance, for me, when I'm doing those types of drafts, I want to see if I can come up with a team that doesn't have a weakness. Not necessarily do I have the best quarterback, or do I have the best wide receiver, or do I have the best running back, but as a whole, if I can get a prognostication that I have no weakness on my team, that's important to me. So I like to look at teams like that. But one of the things we'll also look at when we're looking at that is the top four or five picks, probably five, and see how they balance out with fantasy scoring points. Because I do believe, for me, one of the it factors is trying to have a core. You want to have those first five, six, seven starters that you're just going to put in and you're not going to think about. And if you can come up with seven starters that you're not having to worry about rotating except bye weeks for, that is an it factor that can help you dominate your fantasy football team. But the goal is always the same, and that is to win the championship. That has got to be an it factor for all of us. And how do we do that? You know what I'm going to tell you. The it factor is to score more points. So over the next few podcasts, I'm going to help you come up with a plan that will help you achieve that goal. The it factor for your team, help you identify it. And if you want to share it with me and send me an email at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com, I would love it, because I like to talk about fantasy football. I like to talk about those types of subjects. And one of the ways I'm helping you is I have come up with my top 125 player rankings that you can get from me. All you have to do is request it. I will send it out to you. There are six categories in there that you can adjust by. One of them that I like is points per game they scored last year and how they ranked. I like to know how they did last year. Now, for me personally, I like to extend that out to a 2 or 3 year period and come up with what I determine is an it factor for established players. One of the things you can do is you can set it by draft based value, which is the value I set for each player and their rankings. You can also go to position ranking, expert consensus rankings, the average draft position for each player in all the fantasy leagues that I use Fantasy Pros for, and they give you a true setup of where these players are averagely being drafted. And again, points per game is also important to me. Now, there are some things that you need to know when you're looking at the it factor, and I'm just going to throw a couple players out there really quick, and we're going to discuss them because I think it's interesting when you're setting up your drafts. Not all of us are going to have the opportunity to draft a Jonathan Taylor as our RB1, who plays for Indianapolis. In 2001, he played 17 games and had 369 points. He had 18 rushing TDs. He averaged 5.0 yards per carry, and he carried the ball 68% of the time. He also had 40 catches for 360 yards. Turns out it was 22.1 fantasy points per game. He had 13 games with plus 15 points, and his high was 53.4. Only two games minus 10. But let's look a little further down the draft. A little further down the draft, Najee Harris sits. He's the running back for Pittsburgh. In 2021, he played 17 games. He had 301 fantasy points. His rushing total was really nice. He had 1,200 yards, only 3.9 yards per carry, but he had 7 touchdowns. And receiving, he caught the ball 74 times for 467 yards. That is a nice feature. So maybe an it factor for you is how many catches a running back has. Or maybe the it factor for you is how many times did he run the ball and how many yards did he get? So Jonathan Taylor obviously rushed the ball more, but Najee Harris caught the ball more and had more receiving touchdowns. An it factor that I like to use is snap percentage. Najee Harris was on the field for 86% of his snaps. He averaged 17.7 fantasy points per game. He also had 13 games that he put up 15 or more points. He did, however, have two more games than Jonathan Taylor with four games minus 10. His high was only 28.2. So those are some instances of some things I think you should look at. I think Najee Harris, if you're picking 5 through 10 or 5 through 12, is a really nice pick if you want to start your draft out with a running back. So kind of the points that I wanted you to know, and I wanted to share with you, and hopefully that allows you to come up with an it factor. Here's a couple more things to know. Since 2015, the top two preseason fantasy running backs based on average draft position have averaged 10 games played after the first season. 50% of the elite 14 backs are busts, only averaging 79.4 fantasy points per season. Pretty amazing when you consider the fact that we put so much emphasis into the running back positions. Historically, 73% of running backs with at least 350 touches in a single season have scored fewer fantasy points the following season, and their average net regression is 25%. 25%. So now that I've totally got you confused about your it factor and taking Jonathan Taylor with the number one pick or Najee Harris at 6 through 12, those are the types of things we're looking at to find out what is important to you. So, more podcasts coming. This is the first podcast of The It Factor, and there will be more. And I hope it will help you put your plan together. That's it. Remember, be fair and share. Bye.